Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Monday.
I have a big question.
Oh, Lord, what?
And I don't know. Don't give me the answer until I get Danny and Sarah's guesses.
Oh, no.
How many glasses of wine do you think Taryn Daly had over the weekend? Because now you're not drinking wine during the week.
Yes.
That's your New Year's resolution.
Yep.
And you stuck to it for at least 1 week.
Yes.
Okay, so over the weekend, how many are you thinking, Danny?
I'm looking in her eyes, trying to read it. I'm going to go with six.
Six, and how soon do you think she started drinking wine?
Friday night.
Okay.
I'm going with eight, and Friday right after the show. Right when she got home.
Funny, my first thought was seven, and I'm thinking 2 p.m. on Friday.
I actually didn't drink anything on Friday until closer. Wait, until closer to 7 o'clock.
Thank you. Okay. Thank
7
you.
O'clock.
Thank you. So I said Friday night.
Wow.
And it started with a couple cocktails with a girlfriend out and about. Then when I got home, I had a wine for a nightcap.
Okay.
But then Saturday night, I went to a an engagement party that was at a winery. So I drank a lot of wine there.
Oh, so probably more than eight.
Probably.
Okay, so we're not even close.
I was going to say, you can't even count the glasses. But how many bottles did Taryn Daly have? Eight.
The minute she said she went to a winery, I'm like, we guessed way too low.
They took me straight to my favorite place, the winery.
The winery.
But I also didn't drink any wine last night, you guys. I was back on my good.
So are we going to try this again?
We're going to try it again. We're going to try it again. Do you guys believe in me?
No.
Until next weekend when it's a certain somebody's birthday weekend. And then at that point, it's just off the rails.
Yeah, but I think I got faith in you. I think you're going to be able to go the entire week without having a glass of wine. Well, and go until Friday. It's
yes.
It's like 5 days.
Thanks for believing in me, Steve.
Nothing but faith.
I really appreciate that. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
I'm really disappointed. I didn't realize that you went to a winery. I had a whole different answer if I knew you went to a winery. I'm such an idiot. Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today, it's National Rubber Ducky Day, and I feel like it's mandatory that you play the Rubber Ducky song, but it's too freaking long, so how about instead of having Ernie sing it, let's have Bert do it for us.
Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bathtime lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Bo, 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 dio.
There you go.
Wow.
National rubber ducky.
You guys a rubber ducky household?
Oh, yeah. Tatum has so many rubber duckies.
Have you acquired any from the claw machines that just have ducks inside? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like little ones and like the church did like a little thing and it had like one of those small claw machines and we got a couple of those tiny ones. Yeah.
Dude, rubber ducks are having their day.
They are.
Like Lily, last time we went to Dave & Buster's, they have the claw machine. She got 30 of them.
30?
30. And she's upset. Like last night she was like, Dad, they had Valentine's Day rubber ducks at Target. And I was like, cool. She's like, I already got the full set. And I was like, it's not even February. What are we doing?
30 costs. It probably cost the place like maybe $5. And you probably spent like $50 in like the tickets to be able to make that happen. Also, if you're a Jeep owner, I would guess today's your day.
Duck, duck, Jeep.
Which is so strange because I had my Jeep Wrangler for years. Never got a rubber ducky.
Oh, that's sad.
Thank you. I'm glad that somebody recognized that. Yesterday, NFL, all weekend long was the playoffs, wild card weekend. The Eagles beat the Packers. Packers are not looking very good. The Bills beat the Broncos. Bo Nix, I got to say, man, that the future looks bright for the Denver Broncos.
Definitely.
That was a fun game to watch. I mean, granted, the Bills crushed them, but, you know, I mean, there's there's something there. Texans beat the Chargers. The Ravens just embarrassed the Steelers. I mean, they just ran all over them, literally. But the weekend wrapped up last night with a pretty crazy ending as the Commanders and the Buccaneers were tied at 20 seconds. I think Bobby Wagner had a fumble recovery, which was pretty freaking cool to see him do that. Game has like 3 seconds left in it. The Commanders attempt a field goal to win it, and here's what happened.
The last time Washington won a wild card game, won a playoff game, was 2005 here. From 37 to send Washington to the final eight. The Washington Commanders off the upright, and it is in! They fight their way to the divisional round! Unbelievable!
I have seen it all now. I even get a divisional doink. Oh my gosh.
He's seen it all. I've heard it all now. I've never heard them say it's been doinked.
The Washington Commanders off the upright, and it is in! They doinked their way!
Also, shout out to Bowie Buddies alum, Jaden Daniels, for playing a great game and quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty sweet to see. Tonight, you got the Rams taking on the Vikings. Unfortunately for the Rams, I mean, it was supposed to be a home game, more unfortunately because of all the awful stuff that's happening with the wildfires, but they've had to move the game to Phoenix because of those wildfires. Which, I mean, I have so many questions. I mean, if you bought tickets, imagine if you're like a Vikings fan and you're going to fly out. Like, I guess you got to rearrange your trip.
Sure.
I mean, if you have the tickets, do they just transfer over there? Or they lots of craziness.
The firefighters did make some progress over the weekend in Los Angeles, but the death toll has risen to at least 24 people as of last night. Thousands of structures have been destroyed, and this is shaping up to be the costliest wildfire in U.S. history. On top of that, there's just some really crappy people out there. People are looting, trying to steal stuff while people are evacuated from their homes, so the cops are dealing with all of that. One guy was actually busted in Malibu dressed as a firefighter as he was looting.
Now, he's a piece of crap.
Yes.
But I have to give him A+ for effort. He dressed as a firefighter?
Really leaned in.
I mean, that's pretty creative. Not saying that you should be doing that, but what the hell is wrong with people?
Oh,
I know, I saw there was like a lot of like looting going on with all of that. And over 100,000 people have had to evacuate out of their house. I mean, we were talking before the show, there's people whose like entire livelihood is just gone because their house burned down. It's just terrible. And if people want to help out, they can go to KSW.com. We have different ways that you can help out. Just go to KISW.com to get that information. As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 42 degrees. It's going to be cloudy. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Over the weekend, we were all running around doing various things, but Migs, you ended up somewhere probably more interesting than the rest of us.
Somehow, we ended up at the Washington State Fairgrounds for a dog show.
Woof, woof.
Very strange.
So how did it go? We're going to find out and get Tatum's review of the dog show at 6:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
Over the weekend, it was the Western Washington Winter Dog Show.
Yes.
At the Washington State Fair.
Thousands of dogs were there competing to find out who's the best behaved,
I guess. How did you even find out that this was a thing?
I don't know. All I know is I came home, my wife's like, Tatum wants to go to the dog show. I'm like, all right. Like, how much is this going to cost me? She's like, well, it's free at the Washington State Fairgrounds. I'm like, $3.99 is perfect. I'll cancel all my plans on Saturday. I'm ready to do this. Plus, parking was free as well. I'm like,
what?
This is the greatest thing ever. Like, I mean, this is too easy. I get there. I didn't realize it wasn't one of those, like, dog performance, like, you know, where they, like, go through a hoop or they run up a thing and then chase around. Like, no, this was like one of those like hardcore dog shows where like, you know, the dogs are all prim and proper and they have to like walk a certain way and then they got to like be checked to make sure that their posture is right. And oh my gosh, I felt like I was in like the weirdest world. I mean, it was just a unique experience. It was a blast. Tatum was having a great time. First of all, I don't know what's going on with their costumes. Like the people who walk the dogs around, I don't know if it's like a prerequisite. They have to dress like you're from like 1982.
Oh.
But like everybody. And I thought, okay, well, maybe it's just like, just this is the type of people that. But like I saw some of the people, like you could tell like they're not typically dressing like they're in the 80s. Like they have tattoos all over their legs that are covered like stockings. And but I think you have to wear a certain type of like dress that sits at a certain spot on your knees. And you can't wear any kind of high heels. So like these weird like loafer type shoes. It just was like a weird thing. Like you just felt like you were in like a time warp.
Oh, I love
that. It was surprisingly a lot of fun because Tatum was so excited to just meet, quote unquote, all of these dogs. So while we were watching one of the performances, and also, I don't think they were expecting like a crowd because there's like two or three chairs that are just set up like at each station. So it's not like, this isn't like a you go to watch. Like this is you go to compete and maybe like your friends and family might show up to support you.
Yeah.
But it's not like randos are just showing up. I think we might have been the only randos. Which was pretty, at one point we went up to like somebody and they're asking like, so are you showing a dog? We're like, no. They're like, well, what are you doing here? We're like, well, our daughter just wanted to look at some dogs. And like, oh, all right. That's kind of cool, I guess.
Just observers.
So here I am talking to Tatum about it while we're at the Washington State Fairgrounds. Oh, yeah. She was very obsessed with the wiener dogs.
Yes!
Very obsessed. Spoiler alert. Now I think we have to get one.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. She wants a boy wiener dog. And she wants, originally she wanted to name it Weenie. And I was all in for that. But now she wants to name it Hot Dog.
Oh, I like that too.
It's all right. It's not as cool as Weenie. Tatum, are we at the dog show?
Yeah.
What's been your favorite part so far?
Seeing the wiener dogs and petting the Dalmatians.
How many dogs have you pet? She was so excited to meet the Dalmatians because it's Marshall from Paw Patrol.
Of course.
And there are a bunch of them.
You know, Steve, last week, let's revisit, when you said that you didn't want to get a new dog right after you lost Lulu. Probably taking to your daughter to a dog show
is not
the best way.
Window shopping.
Danny, easily the worst idea. It's just been nonstop ever since we went. Yeah. How many dogs have you pet so far?
A lot.
Which I do have to give her credit. Like, she went up to all these random people. Like, she had just, like, there was no, like, social anxiety. She's like, can I pet your dog? And everyone was, like, just so, like, yeah. Except for one guy who was just like, I don't know. He's like, I don't know if you want to.
Oh.
I think the dog was a little, like,
vicious.
Cranky.
Yeah.
And then there was another person who had a poodle, and he wouldn't let her pet the poodle's hair.
Probably because it was perfectly coiffed.
Bro, the poodle section was like, it was like 1987 hair metal locker room. Like, it just reeked of hairspray. And, like, he let her pet the dog on the nose, but he's like, just don't touch the hair. Dog's about to be shown. Which one's your favorite?
The Dalmatian and the Weimar dogs.
Yeah.
I do like the, is that a chihuahua then?
Oh, the little hairy ones?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about the big Australian sheepdog one with all the hair? Can you believe that you have to comb their hair for 3 hours?
No.
That we learned. And I wasn't a sheepdog. It was something else. What the hell was it called? It was an Australian shepherd.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen those giant poofy ones with like the big hair?
Yeah.
We were talking to a guy. And we're like, well, how long does it take to brush this dog's hair? He goes, if you go fast, 2 hours. But really, if you want to take your time, make sure it's no matting or anything like that. It's about a 3-hour process and you do it twice a week.
That sounds exhausting.
I couldn't imagine.
No way.
That. No.
Toast the same as Sarah and Taryn with their hair.
Yeah.
It's a guy who has no hair. That seems like a terrible idea. And I was trying to explain that to, like, Tatum's like, she doesn't understand the concept of time. I'm like, that's like watching The Grinch twice.
Oh yeah.
And she's like, no, I don't want to do that. Could you comb a dog's hair for 3 hours?
No.
Yeah.
They are pretty.
Yeah.
All the dogs are pretty, pretty.
How much pups are here?
A lot of pups.
I have baby Basenji puppies right now.
They have baby Basenji puppies right now?
This lady just was listening to us have a conversation, just turns over and shows us a picture of all of our puppies. I'm like, is she looking for, like, does she see this as an opportunity to sell some dogs to us?
Probably. Oh my gosh.
She didn't offer them, but she just was like, basically just like, here, check these out. And of course, we're all idiots. Like, puppies.
Who won the dog show?
No idea.
You didn't stay till the bitter end?
No, but we were there for like 4 hours.
Oh my gosh.
The poodles were probably my favorite because I don't understand why poodles get done up the way that they get done up. It's a strange look. Although I thought of Sarah. I was like, if Sarah was a dog, she would be a poodle.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. What is something that you thought you would never attend, but you ended up going to? 206-803-ROCK. Did you love it? Did you hate it? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Green Day.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
What event did you think you would never attend, but you ended up going to? And did you love it or did you hate it? 206-803-ROCK. Tim from Puyallup, you went to a sporting event. What was it?
I went to my oldest stepson's wrestling match. I grew up playing basketball, and, you know, basketball versus wrestling, you never got that love. But going to a wrestling match for the first time, not knowing anything about it, It was absolutely amazing. Just to see the dedication and the, you know, the spirit come out of him when he was down and out. I've got to see him wrestle one tournament and win it. And he won his last tournament, which nice. I was extremely proud. So, you know, being a father of eight, especially during the wintertime, you got orchestra concerts, you got knowledge bowls, you got all these different things. And I always thought I would be, you know, dreading running from time to time, but I couldn't be any happier being the father of eight and having all these different events.
Oh, Tim, you rock, but every day. Okay, $1 million question, though. How long are your bathroom breaks in your house? I feel like you got to disappear for a minute or two at least.
You know, honestly, I like to poop on company time.
You rock, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
I'm with them. I never thought I'd enjoy going to ballet classes with my daughter. Like, never in a million years. And here I am looking forward to tonight's tap dance and tomorrow's ballet. Monday and Tuesday have become my two favorite nights of the week.
Dance, Dad, Steve.
I'm waiting for that to end.
It will. It will.
It doesn't get cute. It just gets annoying and more annoying and more annoying.
Once it stops being cute and starts being serious is when I might tap out.
Yeah.
Because right now it's just like chaos on the dance floor and I'm all in for it. Oh, but yeah. When it actually is like serious, I don't know.
206-803-ROCK, what is something that you never thought you would attend but you ended up going to? Brian from Puyallup, what was the competition you attended?
Hey, first off, Migsy, you got a party in the parking lot with all the fathers at those dog shows that aren't into the dog shows.
I didn't see any
party down there.
I didn't see anybody tailgating. That would have been awesome.
It's happening. But I went to a beauty school competition. I was with a girl at the time, and apparently if you're in beauty school, you can go to these competitions and, you know, you get 10 minutes to do this crazy hairstyle and everybody's tweaked out on hairspray and it's wild.
Kind of like the poodles at the dog show.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking of.
That's awesome.
Rock on, Brian.
Someone texted in and said, my wife's a quilter and a gardener, and she likes to do quilt and garden expos. I have more fun attending these with her than I thought I would. But on the flip side, I'm a huge Star Trek fan. And when MoPop had the Star Trek exhibit, she wasn't looking forward to going, but admits she enjoyed looking at some stuff much more than she thought she would.
That's fun balance right there.
And earlier I mentioned how I figured that if Sarah was going to be a breed of dog, she would be a poodle. But somebody texted in and said, on a serious note, Sarah would not be a poodle. She would be a golden doodle. Nice to everybody. Happy as can be, but clumsy and dopey as hell. LOL. Yes.
And that's what you have, right?
That is what DJ is. And you know what? This texter is absolutely right.
Oh.
Here for a party. Not sure when she's going to run into a wall, but she's here for a party.
Yes, that is me.
Rockaholics, I don't know that this has ever happened before, but our friend Steve Miggs right now currently has a losing record in Beat Miggs.
Thanks.
6 wins, 7 losses, and 2 ties in 2025.
2025 is the darkest time of my mind.
206-803-ROCK. Give us a call, and we will play Beat Miggs at 650.
The Daily Miggs Show.